was going to be in January, and that's come and gone. You know, seasons come and go. You know, and I wanted to talk about, let this be your year. You know, how many here this year have made New Year's resolutions? We all go through that. You know, how many fail to keep the promise to themselves already when you make these promises? You know, if we look at all the factors in regards to why we make these New Year's resolutions, it's mostly because we are lacking in certain areas.
Yes.
It's a definite and unquestionable determination that as much as we don't want to keep up with the Joneses, we like what we see. The grass always looks greener on the other side. Or does it? There's a cost. For some, it may be a physical thing. For some, a nutritional. Everybody wants to be slim as me, right? Only you want to go to the gym and get slim, not the way I did it. Or it could be an emotional thing, or a mental. Or how about spiritual? Let this be the year where you ask God to put away all the resolutions and ask Him for one thing all year.
Yes, sir.
You know, this last Wednesday when we went to the hospital to see my oncologist, you know, she said that the cancer is pushing down in my abdomen now. And she basically told my wife and I we're in denial because we keep going in there with hope, knowing that our God has the last word and say so. As we came out of there, I turned to my wife and I told her, I says, you know, I am very grateful. God has taught me so much in these 5.5 years. What more could I ever want? And I find myself each year, these last 5 years, asking God for one thing. For wisdom, for understanding, and just ask and ask, Lord, I want to be a sponge. I want you to feed me. I want you to give me the understanding. I want you to be able to use me.
Amen.
You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So many times in our lives, we want to be in control. We want to be the captain of the ship. We want to say what it's going to be like. But God is in control.
Yes, He is.
God is the one that directs us. He's the one who weathers the storm. Look outside. Look at the rain. Just a few years ago, last year, as a matter of fact, we were talking about the drought. We're not over yet. The numbers are overwhelming. We have so much rain. Look at the mountains. They're so beautiful.
Yes.
How could anybody say there's no God?
Amen.
God gives us these glimpses every day of our lives.
Yes, He does.
You know, as we enjoyed the Christmas season and all that it brought, family together, great food, friends. You know, and then we started putting all the decorations away throughout the tree. Put the decorations in the garage, at least the ones inside. Not till June did we take the outside lights off, right? Some of us for another year. But I wonder how many of us pack Jesus away in those boxes. Sometimes we get so spiritual around Christmas time, because after all, that's the birth of our Savior. But you know what? God is with us every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
He puts the air in our lungs.
Yes.
His breath is what we breathe.
Yes.
How much more does He love us? You know, God's word is here for a reason. It's here to teach us. It's here to comfort us. You know, I like on Sunday mornings, and I don't know what this has to do with one or another, but I like to get up at least by 8 o'clock so I can see Meet the Press. Because I love the way they bash everybody and everything. And then I love to watch Joel Osteen right after, because he's a great motivational speaker. But you know, it teaches me one thing. The world we live in, if I follow the Meet the Press or motivational, okay, I'm going to be smiling from cheek to cheek and giving the wrong message. Because when I read the Bible talks about good, the Bible talks about bad, the Bible talks about evil, the Bible talks about consequence, and the Bible talks about promises.
Yeah.
We can't just take one section at a time. We have to put it all together. And how do you do that? You ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to help you.
Amen.
I used to pray and ask God, all right, here's my list. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I want this. He didn't give me any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he allowed me to go through the pain and suffering I endure. But you know what? I'm grateful because his grace is sufficient. That's what his word tells me.
Amen. Praise God.
When he met Paul on the road to Damascus and he became blind, God had a plan for his life.
Yes, he did.
Ralph's no different. He had a plan for me, but I had to be stopped at the crossroads. He had to let me know, why are you persecuting me? Why are you turning your back on me? You know me. You know my word. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God. You know, the Holy Spirit is there for a reason. It nudges us. It encourages us. It helps us to understand the word. It puts people in our hearts for reasons.
Yeah.
And so many times we don't answer that call. You know, I want to tell you something that happened to me this week. I was feeling really bad and pain to the point where I was pleading with God every night, Lord, just 15 minutes of pain-free. That's all I want. I'm taking the pain pills. I'm doing everything I need to do, and it's not helping. The pain patches I wear now are not working. 15 minutes, God, please. And then God used somebody in this room. I don't hear from this person every now and then, but when I do, I know that it's my special saint that God has anointed and ordained to encourage me. And I got a Bible verse, and I read it. And everything I was going through, I understood why. And I understood that God was with me the whole time.
Yes, Lord.
He's always going to be with me.
Yes, Lord.
And his grace is sufficient. So I implore you to understand when the Holy Spirit puts something in your heart, it's for a reason. And we need to make sure that we understand. We may not understand fully why, but when you act on it, and you do send a message out to somebody, you never know what they're going to go through or what they're going through. You know, I thank God that he's given me the gift of writing letters. My wife will tell you, I would never write anything. I wouldn't even write a check. Because I hated to write. But you know what? I thank God that he's given me that gift. He's given me the heart through the Holy Spirit to reach out to people.
Yes, sir.
You know, as we continue, we need to understand that so many times in our lives we think, well, you know what, it's already the middle of February and 2 months are gone, and, you know, I really wanted to make this year a good start, and I already messed up so many times, so what's the use? Let today be the first day of your life.
Yes, right.
Let today be the day that you're going to start off the year with Jesus. Let today be the day that you're going to pray and ask him for one thing and continue to ask him for that one thing until he answers your prayer. Because we know that he doesn't answer our prayer right away. Sometimes he will before I even finish my prayer. It'll be answered. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes he just says, wait.
Yeah.
And I thank God that through his word, he reminds us that as we wait, we learn to cherish his word and our salvation and his grace. You know, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He gives us his hope. The very God who knows the number of each and every one of our heads in this room, how much more does he know all the issues we face daily? More importantly, he wants us to be in our lives. He wants to be in our lives. I don't know any husband and wife here who has such a great marriage and they never speak to one another.
All right.
Right? They get to know one another. I love the fact that my wife knows when I'm not feeling good. As a matter of fact, before I came up here, she went and got a candy so I could eat it so my sugar would be up. Because she knows when I'm feeling weak. And I thank God that she knows the Word of God and she knows when I'm weak, she is strong. And vice versa, when I can. So we're grateful to God for his mercy and grace. His mercy and grace is upon us all. I don't know any father who wants their child not to have anything. There's no father who really loves his son and daughter, wants to see them suffer. Right? They want to give them what they need. I know in our household, the way we grew up, we always wanted to give our kids more than what we had. What parent wouldn't? And sometimes it doesn't work out good because you could spoil them. So we need to make sure that we understand as we do these things, our hearts are in the right mind, but we need to do it in accordance with the Word of God. And I don't just mean spare the rod for a child. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12 to 14, it says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me.
Yes.
When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity.
Yes.
I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
That's right.
You know, the Lord didn't drive me away. I drove myself away. But he loves me so much. And he misses me when I stray away. And he wants me back. And I'm speaking to everybody in this room, everybody in this world. Why else would he give his only son to die on the cross for our sins? You ever notice so many times in the Word of God that it repeats not once, twice, but three times. In verse 12 alone, he says, pray to me and I will listen. Verse 13, it says, seek me and find me. And again in verse 13, it says, search for me with all your heart. Then the promise comes in verse 14, I will be found by you.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, no matter how far we stray away, he loves us so much.
Yes, he does.
He'll bring us back to him. like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So many times in life, when our children mess up, and we finally corral them and bring them in, and even when we hug them and tell them it's going to be okay, sometimes we have a tendency to tell them what they did wrong.
Yeah, well.
Right? And that kind of hurts them. We need to have the same compassion and love that Christ has, even with our children. So as we start this new year in 2019, I never thought I'd ever say 2019.
Right.
I was getting very used to 1999. You know, yeah, it's been 2 months now of resolutions that somebody may have made, commitments that have failed. Don't allow the disappointments or circumstances that you've already failed in 2019 to become your downfall. God doesn't work like that.
That's right.
God doesn't make conditions. All he says is believe in me. Believe in my son. Believe that Jesus died and his blood was sufficient for you and I. And know that I'm going to be with you to the end of the age. You know, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, when two or three are gathered, I am in the midst. He gives us that promise. That special saint that I told you about had to do something with what the Holy Spirit put in their heart. They could have just said, no, not now. Remind me later. And the Holy Spirit will. Because I'm not the only one that the Holy Spirit won't let go.
I know that's right.
Until you do something. But then on the other end, the receiving end, somebody needs to acknowledge it. If you look at the scripture that was sent, and you don't do anything with it, what good is it? How's God's purpose going to be fulfilled? But when you do read it and you acknowledge it, you'd be amazed on what you're going through and how well God knows you. He knows exactly what you need. So I'm here to say, when you do feel the Holy Spirit telling you to do something, it's for a reason. You may never understand. It may not bless you at the moment because it's work after all, right? Oh, he's telling me to do something. Now I got to go do it. But you know what? It's rewarding just knowing that you have blessed somebody. You're not doing it to bless anybody. You're doing it because the Holy Spirit is asking you to do it.
Yeah.
But isn't it rewarding when somebody comes to you and says, I just want to tell you, I got what you sent me, and it was so needed.
Yeah.
I praise God that you sent that to me. Wow.
That's true.
What a blessing. You know, when we pray and ask God, if you look at the book of Psalms, there's a lot of good, heartfelt prayers in that book.
True.
I'd like to share one with you. In Psalms chapter 90, verse 12 and 13, it says, so teach us to number our days.
Yes.
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
That's right.
Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servant.
Mm.
You know, what a prayer. Let this be your prayer. God, I need to number my days.
Yeah.
You know, we need to understand life is short.
Yes, it is.
We're here today, gone tomorrow. And if you knew that you had 1 week left here on this earth, would you even be here today?
Oh, yes.
I imagine everybody in this room would, because we're in this together.
Amen.
And I'm not just saying that because we're all here today, but we truly are. I feel it. The Holy Spirit has done something in his church. this church like never before. And it's called bonding through the word and the cross. And that's a great thing to experience. Some of us in this room have never, ever been a part of a church like this before. I know I haven't. And it hurts when I can't come to church because I miss the fellowship. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." You do not need a New Year's resolutions to get your spiritual life back. God is available 24/7. I sound like a Norm's commercial, right? But you know what? God never sleeps. He's always available. All you need is Jesus, each and every day. And you need to remember repentance, rededication, and spiritual confession with a pure heart, a true heart. A lot of times we go through the motions. A lot of times we say the prayer, but do we really mean it? And we expect the same results. You know, I know my life, because of the limitations that I go through, I may have seen my last prison ministry. I may not be able to attend the feeding of the homeless in the park very many times, or the food pantry, or the visitation door to door, all the things that I've experienced in this church. But as I live day to day, I know one thing. If God puts breath in my lungs today, it's because there's an opportunity to serve Him.
That's right.
And that's what I'm going to do to the best of my ability. Thank you, Jesus. And God wants that for each and every one of us. There's a reason why He gave us this day. You know, I love hearing Pastor pray because he always talks about the day that the Lord has given us. Let's rejoice. What a great thing that is. Day by day. So many times, we're as bad as the markets out there. Christmas isn't even over and they got the Valentine's stuff out already. Valentine's Day isn't over and the Easter stuff's out already. Right? This last year, it used to be the day after Thanksgiving, they would start playing Christmas music. A week before Thanksgiving, they were playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with the Joneses. We're not like that. We're special. We belong to God. We belong to the Most High. We belong to something better.
Yes.
Let God lead you, not the world. Let that be our legacy that we're going to leave. It's not too late to let this be the year where God works on one little area in your life. It's special, I got to tell you, I am so blessed just to hear you up here, to see the emotion, to see the Holy Spirit working. It just gives me great hope. And it just excites me to see that.
Amen.
You know, in closing, I want to share with you three things. First one is, fear not. God's instructions are very clear. And He does not want us to be afraid to follow them. Even though we see the warnings, even though we see the what nots to do, there's a lot more blessings than what we need to do in there. So don't be afraid. God is there. He's our friend. He's our Father. Number two, confess and believe. You know, even the demons knew who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
They acknowledged Him. As we confess and ask for help, we need to believe it. Don't just go through the motions. like so many, expecting the same results. We need to ask God and ask and ask and ask. Like I said, I was getting to the point where I was feeling guilty because I was pleading with God for 15 minutes of pain-free moments in my life because the pain was unbearable and still is at times. But you know what? I love the fact that my God understands.
Yes, he does.
And whichever way he's going to choose fit, he's going to give me that peace and comfort so I can continue to do what he's called me to do. And number three, and this is important, apply in action and be a blessing. You know, last December I spoke about when we are not right in our lives, we need a cure. Instructions are given, and as we apply it faithfully, we get it right. The only way we're going to get it right is by practice, practice, practice.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
But you know what? I am so glad that the Holy Spirit is there to pick me up each and every time
yes.
I fall on my face. Because I do, even as a pastor. So let this be the year of peace, comfort, opportunity, blessings, and a love relationship with our Heavenly Father like never before. One thing at a time. Whatever it may be, my finances, my marriage, my children, my prayers, my reading the Word, whatever it may be, God already knows. He's just waiting to hear it from your heart. Remember this, obedience outweighs resolution every day of the week. You know, as Carolina and I embark on a new season with her going back to work at the end of this month and me left at home, we are both in agreement and sure of one thing, that God is with us no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter if she's at work or I'm at home, we're in good hands with God. He said I was going to see Allstate. You know, we need to go with the sure thing. We need to go with God. Thank you.
Wow. Praise God. What a message. What a message. Just give the Lord another hand. You know, God is speaking, and the question is, who's listening?
Mm-hmm.
God is speaking loud and clear. You know, this time, this altar field today, it may be a little bit different because I believe that God is speaking to someone in this room today. I believe someone have heard something today, have seen something, has felt the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart. The message is letting us know, forget about the resolution. It's time to make a commitment to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I believe that there's someone in here who woke up this morning and you have it in your mind that you want to do more for Christ. If you're in the room today, let me just hear you say amen.
Amen.
Somebody is tired of just thinking about it and wondering about it. And do I step in? But God is saying today is your day.
That's right.
You don't have to stay where you've been.
Yes, yes.
God want to take us to a higher place.
Thank you, Lord.
And the journey of 1,000 miles begin with the first step. So oftentimes we sit back and we ponder decisions and to the point where we don't make a decision. Some of us in here that's been married. Anybody in here been married? Let me see your hands for a minute. You stood up before all the people and God and you made a commitment. How many been in the military? Anybody been in the military? You got down there to the induction center and they made you stand up and your knees may have been knocking, but you stood up and you took an oath to serve your country. We have a God who created us.
Mm-hmm.
who wants fellowship with us.
Yes.
Who wants to forgive us of our sins and write our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life and infuse us with the Holy Spirit that we'll be able to go out and do what he's called us to do. But sometimes we draw back when it comes to a commitment like that. Is there anybody in here today that you know in your heart that you want to do more for the Lord? If you in this room and you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I would just ask you this one time, if you would stand on your feet. I want to pray for you today that God is going to take you, your life, your family, your situations to a different level. If you're in this room today, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We've heard the word. Why is this man preaching so hard and his body is racked with cancer and he's determined to let us know and the world know that Jesus is Lord?
Yes.
That he's a healer, that he's comfort, that he's peace. What caused this man to say, stand up here and preach like this? And in his heart said, Lord, I may not be able to do some things, but God, I'm here for you. What about us today? See this young lady special singing to the glory of God, and the Holy Spirit is breaking something loose in her life and building something great in her life. Please don't let this moment pass. I shared with my wife earlier in service doing praise and worship. I shared with Pastor Ralph at meet and greet. I said, God has a spirit of deliverance in this place today. God has, there's a spirit of deliverance in this place today. I don't care what's bound, has you bound up. I don't care what you've gone through. Today is your day.
That's right.
If you commit in your heart and in your mind that you're going to live for God, today is the day.
That's right.
We oftentimes give these altar appeals and who want to come? We say, you know what? And people didn't hurt. Oh, here they go again. But today is your day. If you're not saved, today is your day. If you're saved and you love the Lord, but you're not where you want to be, today is your day. If you're looking and seeing folks quote scriptures and sing songs and you know that you want a closer walk with the Lord, but you don't know that today is your day for God to take you to another level. I just want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for your manservant who delivered this word on today. God, we say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing us the reality of life, God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know that life is fragile and life is short, God. But life with you is eternal. God, we want to thank you today. And God, I thank you for everyone that's standing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that person that want to go to another, to a higher level in you, God, who've been wrestling back and forth and can't make it to church or can't make up their minds or can't do, God, today is their day. Speak to the hearts and the minds of these, your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give someone a new determination, a new will, a new strategy in Jesus. To serve you, to, as the preacher said, to obey you, Lord. Let this be the day. God, you have an army that's marching through the land. Deliverance is their song, and there's healing in their hand. Everlasting joy with gladness in their heart. God, in your army, we have a heart. God, we say thank you. God, I pray for the one that's been wrestling and tussling and the enemy's trying to destroy them. God, we bind the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in this place on today. Send your word of healing. Send your word of deliverance, Lord God. Set someone free on today. Clear the mind, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We bless you on this day. God, we just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you promised us that you're going to do. Father, those that are standing today, believe in you, Lord. Believe in you, Lord. We know when we step out of this door, the enemy is going to try to whisper in somebody's ear. But God, we know that your voice is louder and sweeter and more precious than anything the enemy has to offer. So, Father, we just pray right now for everyone in the house today. We pray for Mary. those married couples. We pray for those who desire marriage. We pray for those, Lord God, that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We're praying for those that are battling the things of the world. God, we're just praying and we're calling on that name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. God, break every yoke today. Break every chain that comes to bind us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And praise God. Could everybody just stand, please? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We glory in your presence, Lord. Thank you for all we've experienced on this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for Faith Vision Saints being here on today. God, we say thank you. Bless them, Lord. And bless each and every one here, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's dreams, there's vision, there's hope in the house, Lord. Give us to know that you're working it out on our behalf. And so we bless you, Lord. We bless you and we thank you. So, Father, we just ask you that you would bless us as we leave this place with not your presence, God. We ask you to bless the food that we're preparing for us on this afternoon, that you would sanctify it, make it wholesome and nourishing for our bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray over the tithe and offering box on the wall, Lord, that everything that go in there will go toward the upbuilding of your kingdom. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you in the matchless name of Jesus. As Jude 24 says, now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God be glory, honor, majesty, both now and forever. And all the saints of God together, let's say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's get the Lord.